Alright, who's up for curating the cosmos? Well, I know someone who's up for that task. Nasta Clare's the name, and this time I'm going to clarify some stuff about the founder of the Vecchio Galleries, our curator of the universe. He is a she, and she is a he, thus, they. Young Nesta started out with launching their cosmic exhibition spheres into space, them being spherical and mostly transparent vitrines for hosting artworks. Imitating planets, they float along them in space. Subtle, but it is an addition to the cosmic canvas. In case you didn't know, we are the only sentient beings in the universe. We are all alone in this universe. So it's our task in life and for the evolution of humankind to conserve and curate our dear universe without exploiting it, claims Claire. The Great Exhibition, Nestor's term for the universe, is our life project. It certainly is for them, but for us, mere spectronauts, it is essential to be engaged in it and actively participate in it. But like with everything else, it's up to you. It's your choice. Eventually. We, vacuonauts, will have to embrace this weird spatial-temporal vacuum, whether we like it or not. Claire often cites conceptual artist Douglas Hubler, him saying, "The world is full of objects. I do not wish to add more." In order to respond back with, "We wish to add more, more art, and space is the place for that." Adding to that, Nesta says the universe is a museum by default. The exhibition makes the museum, is equal to the stars and planets make the universe. A universum aestheticus. How superficial it may sound, it is exactly what they did. And here we are with the Sunyata and curated Vecchio Galleries with its Vecchio art. While floating through La Niakia, I'm going to give you some more Claire from the Claire Voyager. By the way, I'm on the observational deck and I'm just passing by some quite big-looking black holes. Interesting. They're from a safe distance, but still, it's quite a catch to see. Alright, anyway. By using the voids for us humans to engage with, we add another layer to the universe. The Homo artifacts comes into play. We are not world-eaters. We are not explorers. We are here to celebrate the wonders of it all. We are decorating, aesthetically, with depth, and playfully interacting with the voids of space-time. It's our enchantment program, parallel to the natural existing enchantment program of the universe. It is aesthetic sharing, not only with our audience today, but also with future humanity. In that last bit, enchantment program, Nesta got inspired by German philosopher Peter Sloterdijk, saying, "Works of art are exhibited as aesthetic shares," from his book The Aesthetic Imperative. Bit of a different context, but yeah, what happens on Earth happens in the universe, to put it bluntly. The comparison of the white cube with the Vecchio gallery, with the void, has been made often, such as the museum as institution that can be compared to the universe as foundation of it all. Nesta Clare explains it in their own words. "I see a difference between the museum concept and exhibition space, or say, the art gallery concept. The museum is the universe. The Vecchio Museum, a uterodrome, with its natural and transient ready-mates. And the Vecchio Art Gallery space, the white cube in a way, is the universe with its human contribution. Okay, hold on. What is a utrodrome? Well, again, Claire brings the aesthetic imperative to the table. There is a quote from Sloterdijk saying, "Museums are the ideal modern institution for playing the game of fast in and out, the game that is vital for life. The museum is our official utrodrome, the circular racing arena of the uterus." Yeah, so like NASA makes a link with the museum, since the Claire Voyager tour primarily passes by without stopping, so racing through the ready-mades in the vacuum museum. I'm still at the observational deck, and I didn't see black holes for a long time now, thank God. Instead of that, I captured a cosmic exhibition sphere. Normally, you cannot catch them since the Voyager races through space absurdly fast. But they announced this one, so you could prepare yourself to experience it with searchlight and tracking device, and they slowed down the ship for a bit. All this fuss for about 1 minute, though. This one was a funny one. It was opaque and it had marble-like features, shiny and smooth. It was nice to witness this kind of sphere because usually they are transparent and they're basically casings for artworks inside. This whole thing was the artwork itself. Most of the cosmic exhibition spheres are floating in our solar system, because originally this project by Claire was they were meant for the solar system. And nowadays some of them are already heading towards deep space. That's why I encountered this spherical marble. I'd like to talk more about the CES project, because I started the tour with floating through our solar system and experiencing all these different spherical houses for the artworks. So stay tuned for that. What has been curated so far? Quite a lot. So much, in fact, that we cannot name it all in one episode. So I'm going to name a few Laniakean Vecchio galleries that are noteworthy to mention. You've got the Capricornus Gallery, Delphinus, Eridanus, Fornax, Leo, Sculptor, and Taurus Gallery. I still have to visit all of them, and then I will just tell you all about it, of course. But yeah, I cannot wait to go there. So we'll get to it, you know, trust me. But it just takes quite some time. I mean, I'm in space, and space is not tiny. No, space is a tease. Just like the newsletter I got from the Spectronaut Expo back in the day. You know, I read this, the last lines were, "Are you the valiant vacuonaut who dares to encounter cosmic readymates and experience mind-bending vacuo art? Levitate yourself and come float in the vacuum of space." If that is not teasing, then I don't know what is. From that moment, I decided, okay, just launch me. I just want to see everything. Just get me in there. By the way, having witnessed this special marble art sphere that wasn't in a particular vacuo gallery may seem a bit random, since we're talking about a curated cosmos. But I can tell you, it's all part of the plan. Part of Nesta Claire's Curators Collective master plan to engulf us in wonder and also to bring us some sleepless nights. Alright folks, this is it for now. Catch you later for more space art. Spectronaut Dan Louis drifting further away from home.